How many of you have ever had insomnia?
请问在座有多少人患过失眠症？
You lie in bed trying to count all the sheep while your mind is racing with other things.
你躺在床上努力数着数，但是脑子里却还想着其他的事。
It might be work, school, a relationship, whatever it is. You can't seem to get your mind off of it.
可能是工作、学习、人际关系，无论是什么，似乎脑子就是停不下来。
You might try drinking some warm milk, having a snack, reading, taking melatonin, or even sleeping pills, so you can pass from consciousness to unconsciousness.
可能试着喝点温牛奶，吃点零食，看点东西，甚至吃点安眠药，希望从清醒状态进入到睡眠状态。
For those who suffer from it, rest seems like a distant land, an impossible place to reach.
对那些受失眠痛苦的人，休息似乎是一个遥远的目标，一个不可能到达的状态。
There's a certain irony about Hebrews 4.
对于我们刚才读过的这段希伯来书第四章一到十二节的教导，具有某种讽刺意味。
The theme of the chapter is the importance of the Sabbath, yet the author is concerned that his hearers have the strength to go all the way with Jesus.
这里的主题是关于安息日的重要性，然而作者所关注的是他的听众是不是有力量和耶稣一起进入一切的安息。
So he tells them about the absolute necessity of Sabbath rest.
因此他告诉他们，安息日的安息是绝对必要的。
Sabbath was something God modeled at creation and then instituted in giving the Ten Commandments.
安息日是神在创造的时候设立的，并且在颁布十诫时也包含在内。
Just as God rested on the seventh day after creating the universe, we too are to take time and rest one day a week.
就像神创造了宇宙万物之后，在第七天安息，我们也应该花时间一周休息一天。
But that isn't how we generally live our lives, is it?
但一般我们并不是那么做的，是不是？
Most of us define and value our lives by how much effort we put into it.
我们大多数人都是通过自己付出的努力多少来定义和评价我们的生活。
It might be from getting good grades, finding status and power in our jobs, or having perfect children.
这可能是来自于得到好的分数，有好的地位，以及我们工作中的能力，或是有那么一个完美的孩子。
We might anticipate that our strength to finish strong comes from how hard we work.
我们可能觉得我们干大事的能力取决于我们的努力程度。
But the gospel is a message about resting in Christ before doing anything for Christ.
但是福音却告诉我们，在我们为了基督做任何事情之前，我们需要安息在基督里。
The quality of our strength is proportional to the quality of our rest.
我们力量的强弱跟我们安息的程度成正比。
One author put it this way, without Christ, we will work even while we are resting.
一位作家这样说，没有基督，即使我们休息的时候也会工作。
And with Christ, we will rest even when we are working.
而跟基督在一起，即使在工作的时候，我们也是在休息。
Mary discovered this as she sat at the feet of Jesus as her sister Martha skidded around busily trying to get everything that she thought needed to get done.
在福音书里讲了一个故事，提到了有一个人叫玛利亚，玛利亚就认识到了这一点。当时她坐在耶稣的脚前，而她的姐姐马大正忙着安排那些她觉得必须完成的事情。
So how did Jesus respond to Martha when she complained about Mary?
当马大对玛利亚发现不满的时候，耶稣怎么说呢？
She, that is Mary, has chosen a better thing.
耶稣说，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3 says, Now we who have believed enter that rest.
希伯来书四章三节说，我们已经相信的人 得以进入那安息。
Inner rest is found in Jesus.
在耶稣里能找到内在的安息。
He alone is the true source of Sabbath rest.
只有他才是安息日里安息真正的来源。
For us today, the strength to do comes from resting in what has been done for us through Jesus on the cross.
对我们今天来说，做事的力量来自于通过耶稣在十字架上的救赎已经被做成的工作。
So how do we discover this rest?
那么我们怎样了解这一安息呢？
It begins with all that Jesus has done for us.
它开始于对我们来说，耶稣是什么？
The Bible is full of these truths.
圣经里到处都是这方面的教导。
The first thing we discover here is that Christ is our righteousness.
第一件事情我们发现，基督是我们的义。
When was the last time you looked in a mirror?
那么大家最后一次照镜子是什么时候呢？
I mean, actually looked in the mirror at all your faults, your nose hairs, wrinkles, blemishes, pimples, receding hairlines.It's depressing, isn't it?
实际上我说的是照镜子的时候找你脸上那些问题，鼻子上的汗毛，脸上的皱纹，斑点儿，粉刺，翘起的头发。
So what do we do when we find these things?
我们 一看这些东西觉得郁闷，那么看到这些东西以后我们做什么呢？
We end up spending time and money trying to cover them up with makeup, fillers,cleansers and other things in order to look our best.
我们花时间、金钱，用化妆品、面膜或者其他东西来遮盖着，为了让我们看起来更好。
The truth is, we're always trying to justify ourselves, making ourselves look better than we actually are by diminishing our faults and exaggerating our virtues.
事实是，我们总是尽量想办法通过减少缺点。夸大优点的方法让我们看起来更好。
Think about how we do resumes.
想想我们是怎么包装简历呢？
We highlight our skills but downplay our weaknesses.
我们强调自己的技能，但是淡化自己的弱点。
So why do we do it?
为什么这么做呢？
One reason is the world tells us we should.
一个原因是世界告诉我们应该这么做。
But maybe it's our own insecurity.
或者也是出于我们的不安全感。
But the truth is, often we do it to try and impress others because we believe we have to do that in order to be accepted.
但实际情况经常是我们这么做是为了给别人好印象，因为我们相信我们必须要为别人接受。
In many of our relationships, we strive to impress.
在人际交往的很多时候，我们尽力给人好印象。
It might be getting good grades to make our parents happy.
这可能是通过我们得到好的评价、好的分数，让父母高兴。
It might be wearing the newest brands so that others around us will accept us and like us more.
可能是穿名牌，这样其他的我们周围其他人就会接受我们，更喜欢我们。
I don't know how many of you wear baseball caps.
不知道在座有多少人戴棒球帽。
On many of them, there's a big shiny sticker on it.
在很多棒球帽上都有一个大大的闪闪发光的牌子。
I didn't realize this, but you're supposed to keep the sticker on it to show the brand.
我对那个东西不太感兴趣，但有人可能会故意把它留给别人看，让人知道那是个品牌。
That way, people will know you're cool.
那样呢，别人会觉得你挺酷的。
But we also try to impress in other ways too.
但是我们也尽力通过别的方式引起别人的注意。
It might be taking our date to a fanciest restaurant and order the most expensive things on the menu.
可能是特意到最高档的餐馆点菜单上最贵的菜。
Or we may try to buy the biggest ring to get engaged.
或是订婚时买最大个的戒指。
But let you in on a secret. Regardless of the size.The results are still the same.
但是我跟你们讲个秘密吧，其实无论是什么尺寸的，结果都是一样的。
Too many of us strive to please others, and this often transfers in our relationship with God.
我们当中太多的人都尽力取悦别人，而这种做法经常被带进了我们跟神的关系中。
But the gospel destroys this self-deceptive striving by telling us that God has given us His righteousness as a gift.
但是福音告诉我们，神将他的义作为一个礼物送给我们，代替了这种自我欺骗。
The most beautiful thing about being in Christ is there's nothing we can do to make God love us more, and nothing we can do or have done that will make Him love us less.
在基督里最美好的事情是我们不能做任何事情使神更爱我们，并且我们已经做过的或将要做的事情也不会让神爱我们更少。
Mark chapter 1 verse 11 is one of my favorite reminders of this.
马可福音一章十一节是关于这一真理我最喜欢的描述。
We read there that as Jesus comes out after the water, after being baptized, a voice from heaven says, This is my Son, whom I love, in whom I'm well pleased.
这里我们看到耶稣受洗后，当他从水里一上来，一个从天上来的声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This was before Jesus began his ministry.
这发生在耶稣开始施工之前。
He was loved by God, and God was pleased with him.
神爱他，也喜欢他。
God's great commandment is to love Him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as a response to the love shown to us through Christ.
神给我们最大的诫命是尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱他，然后是爱人如己。这是我们对基督显明给我们的爱做出的反应。
The truth is, we can't get hung up on trying to gain more of God's love, because He's already loved us with His most prized possession, His Son.
因为神已经用他最珍贵的独生爱子爱我们了，所以神教导我们不能不回报他的爱，却一个劲儿地索取。
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul says he wants to be found in him and having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ.
在腓立比书三章九节，保罗说他想得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃是有信基督的义，就是因信神而来的义。
You see, when God sees us,He sees Christ's righteousness.
当神看我们的时候，他看的是耶稣的义。
That means we're free from trying to be something we can never be when Jesus has already achieved it for us.
这说明，当耶稣已经为我们成就了义之后，我们就不再被以前那些被迫做的事辖制，我们获得了爱的自由。
Now the second truth we find from Scripture is that Christ is our identity.
在圣经当中我们认识到的第二个真理是基督是我们的身份。
One of the most important questions in the Bible is the one Jesus asked in Matthew 16.
在圣经当中最重要的问题之一就是耶稣在马太福音十六章问的。
Jesus asked, Who do you say that I am?
耶稣问他们，你们说我是谁？
Another almost as important question is one that we need to answer, and that question is, Who are you?
跟这个问题几乎同样重要的问题是，你是谁？
For many of us, our identity is found in our ethnicity, our vocation, our social status, and even our gender.
对我们很多人而言，我们的身份是由我们的种族、职业、社会地位，甚至性别决定。
Others use things like sexual orientation, their relationships, and even their food choices.
对另一些人来说，他们的身份由他们的性别定位、与人的关系，甚至食物的喜好决定。
But are any of these things really who we are?
但这些事情真的决定我们是谁吗？
The fact is, many of us overwork because we find significance in our work.
事实是我们很多人过度工作是因为我们在工作中发现了重要性。
We believe that what we do gives us our identity, and so we work tirelessly, because if we slack off for a moment, our entire world is liable to fall.
我们相信我们所做的给了我们身份，因此不知疲倦的工作，好像如果我们放松一会儿，天就会塌下来。
Now there are others who find their significance in their culture. I can remember years ago watching a cooking show on TV where the host sang the praises of the Chinese as being the inventors of almost everything.
记得几年以前我看一个电视的美食秀节目，主持人极力颂扬中国文化，似乎中国人差不多是一切事物的发明者。
I will admit that went to my head a little bit.
我承认当时很兴奋。
But is this who I am?
但那跟我是谁的问题有关吗？
But it isn't just our ethnicity, our culture that we take pride in.
不仅仅我们的种族让我们自豪。
Some take pride in their gender.
一些人也以他们的性别为荣。
In fact, there's an old Jewish prayer that goes like this. I thank God I wasn't born a woman.
其实以前犹太人就常常这么祷告，感谢神没有把我生成个女人。
Why was this such a valued prayer?
为什么他们这么愿意做这个祷告呢？
Because women had to bear children, deal with their monthly cycles, and were generally the weaker vessel.
因为女人要生孩子，处理月经，这意味着她们是有缺陷的人。
Again, is that who I am?
难道这跟我是谁有关吗？
Are these the things that define who we really are?
上面这些事真的定义了我们是谁？
See, the gospel speaks differently about who we are.
关于我们是谁，福音讲的不同。
It gives us an identity that's founded on Him, not our achievements, our strivings, or our status in the world's social order.
福音给了我们一个建立在基督之上的身份，不是基于我们的成就，也不是基于我们的努力或社会地位。
It reminds us that we're held in the highest regard by the highest being.
福音告诉我们，基督给予了我们最尊贵的身份，也让我们受到了最大的宠爱。
When we put our faith in Jesus, our citizenship changes as well as our identity.
当把信心放在耶稣里，我们的公民权和身份改变了。
We are no longer slaves to sin, sinners, or enemies of God.
我们不再是罪的奴隶，不再是罪人或神的仇敌。
Because of Christ, our identities have been changed.
因为基督，我们的身份被改变了。
2 Corinthians 5:17 says, we are new creations in Christ.
哥林多后书5:17说，我们是基督里新的创造。
Through Jesus, we are made saints, children of God, priests and heirs of the promises that God has.
通过耶稣，我们被造成了圣徒、神的儿女、祭司和神产业的继承人。See,
our identity starts with being made in the image of God, and through Christ, we're now made into His child.
我们照着神的形象被造，这是我们身份的开始。然后通过基督，我们被造成了神的孩子。All
other things that we use to identify ourselves or define ourselves are like a food analogy. They're like the icing or decorations on a cake.
当我们使用任何其他事物去识别或定义自己的时候，都是不恰当的。那都可以用一个食物的比喻来形容，就是糖霜或者是奶油蛋糕上面的装饰。See,
what's under the icing is what's most important.
那么实际在糖霜之下的这个本质才是重要的。
That is why being called a Christian is important, because it identifies us as followers of Christ.
这就是为什么被称为基督徒是重要的，因为它将我们定义为基督的跟从者。
Now, being a child of God has other benefits as well.
做神的孩子还有其他的益处。
The one we need to be reminded of, especially in our increasingly unstable world, is that Christ is our security.
特别是在这个不断变化的世界里，我们需要被提醒的是，基督是我们的安全保障。Now,
one of the most overrated services in our society today is the insurance industry.
在今天的社会里，最被高估的服务其中之一是保险。To
own a house, you need insurance.
买房子需要保险。To
have a car on the road, you need insurance.
开车上路需要保险。
I just got my bill for having both of them, and the cost was unbelievable.
房屋和车的保险公司都给我记账单，啊，两边付的保险费加起来高不可思议。
But sadly, we need it to do almost anything.
但是可悲的是，我们做任何事情都需要保险。
To play sports, you need insurance.
搞体育运动需要保险。
Most jobs have insurance as a benefit of working for them.
大部分工作都有保险，为员工提供福利。
We get insurance to provide extra security if something happens.
如果有什么意外发生，这些保险会我们提供额外的安全保障。
The problem I've seen with insurance is when you need to make a claim, they will fight tooth and nail to avoid paying it, and still doesn't protect you from something wrong happening.
但是我看到的问题是，当你索赔的时候，保险公司尽力避免付款。那么这样呢，当事故发生的时候，保险就不能为你提供保护。
Now some people get security systems for their homes and cars.
一些人给他们的房子和车子都装上安全系。
We get them with the hope that they'll prevent break-ins and theft.
我们希望他们会防止抢劫和盗窃。
In spite of all the security systems or insurance, we have no guarantees against anything they're said to cover or prevent.
然而，尽管我们办了所有的安全系统或者是保险，也不能保证像他们说的那样防止一切事故的发生。
So how are Sabbath and security related?
那么安息日和安全保障是怎么连在一起的呢？
One of the most practical reasons for the Sabbath is to remind us regularly that we're not in control, that we're not God.
安息日有规律地提醒我们，我们不能控制什么事情，我们不是神。
Many of us work long hours trying to scrape and save for a rainy day.
很多人长时间努力工作攒钱，为了防止意外事件。
People say you should always have 3 months of living saved up just in case.
大家都说我们应该总是留3个月的储备，万一出什么事儿也有预备。
But many of us are so stressed. We're so stressed out because we carry a burden of security that God never intended for us to carry.
我们很多人总是很紧张，那是因为我们背负着不安全的负担。
You see, the gospel reminds us that our security is ultimately in God's hands, not our own.
而这是神一直都不想让我们扛担的。这个福音提醒我们，我们的安全归根到底是在神的手中，而不是由我们自己掌控。
To paraphrase Paul in Romans 8:30, God did not spare his own son, won't he also freely give us all that we need?
保罗在罗马书8:30教导，神并不吝惜他的独生爱子，既然这样，他难道会吝惜满足我们的需要吗？
We see this especially in the Sermon on the Mount.
在主耶稣的登山宝训里特别提到了这方面的教导。
Jesus reminds his listeners of God's care over nature and compares that with God's care for us.
耶稣提醒那些听他教导的人，神关心大自然的创造，并且还将神对那些创造的照看跟对我们的爱护相比较。
Let me read from Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 32.Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or stow away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life?And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin.Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
这段经文已经打在了屏幕上，请大家看，给大家读一下。马太福音6:25-32，耶稣说：“所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？你看那天上的飞鸟，不种，也不收，也不积蓄在仓里，你们的天父尚且养活它，你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗？”你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？何必为衣裳忧虑呢？ 你想，野地里的百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵。你们这小心的人呐，野地里的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里。神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。
God cares for the birds, the flowers, and even the grass, and yet we have a hard time trusting Him with our today and tomorrow.
神连飞鸟、花草都顾念，但我们却不太相信他会看顾我们今天和将来的生活。
True, we see our identity is in His hand, but what about today?
啊，是的，我们说我们永生在神的手里，但是今天呢？下周呢？
What about next week?
好吧，那么下周怎么样？将来怎么样？
I see too many Christians living their lives in fear and worry.
我看到太多的基督徒生活在恐惧和忧虑之中。
Here Paul tells them, actually it should be Jesus says this, here Jesus tells them four times not to worry, yet how many of us still do?
这里主告诉我们四次叫我们不要忧虑，可我们当中有多少人还是照样忧虑。
And when we do worry, Jesus says we become like the pagans who do not know God or place their trust in Him.
并且主耶稣说，当我们忧虑的时候，我们变得像不认识神或者不把信心放在基督里的外邦人。
We say God loves us, yet we fail to trust Him.
我们说神爱我们，但是我们却不相信。
Now we all struggle at times.
我们都有不安的时候。
What should we do when we worry?
那么当我们忧虑的时候，应该做什么呢？
When we feel this way, our first action should be to go back to the promises of God.
当我们感到担忧的时候，应该采取的第一个行动是回到神的应许。
His character and His promises will always come to fruition.
神的性情和应许总是可信赖的。
The things Jesus said are true.
耶稣说的都是真的。
He will do what He has promised.
他应许的，他就会做。
So how does this all come to be?
我们应该如何处理忧虑呢？
It starts with having Christ as our priority.
要把耶稣当作生命中最重要的，我们应该从这里开始。
We live in a world that pulls at us from all directions.
我们生活在一个充满了诱惑的世界，各种力量都把我们往他那边拉。
Advertisers tell us that we need their products in order to, for our lives to have meaning or value.
广告告诉我们，我们需要那些商品，他们会让我们的生活有意义或者有价值。
Hollywood tells us that their fantasies should be our reality.
好莱坞告诉我们，他们的幻想应该是我们的现实。
We pursue success, money, toys as the measuring stick and meaning of life.
我们追求成就、金钱、享乐，把它们看成衡量生活的标尺和意义。
Now there are other good things we often use as a priority as well.
我们也把其他好的东西看成是最重要的。
My parents always emphasized their sacrifice, their busyness was for us.
我父母总是强调，他们的牺牲和忙碌是为了我们。
Everything we do for you kids.
我们做的每一件事都是为了你们，孩子们。
It sounds good.
听起来好。
But all that does is put pressure on us with our own children.
但却是给我他们的孩子拉压力。
Life becomes about filling it with action and stress.
生活变成了填充行动和压力的过程。
It doesn't add up to peace or rest, does it?
似乎并没有安息和平安，甚至。
Now my parents were not Christians.
我父母现在也不是基督徒。
Having faith should change everything, or at least it should.
如果能信，就会完全改变他们的生活，肯定多多少少会改变的。
They believed busyness was good and virtuous.
他们相信忙碌是美好的，也是一种美德。
But that's not what the gospel says.
但是福音不这么讲。
So with all this pressure to be busy, how do we respond to that?
如果我们在那么大的压力下忙来忙去，还会做什么其他的事儿呢？
Where does Jesus fit in?
把耶稣摆在哪儿呢？
How does having Jesus as our priority give us rest?
怎么可能把耶稣看成最重要的，得到安息呢？
There is rest in having Christ as our priority.
所以必须把耶稣看成最重要的，这样才会得享安息。
It comes because it's a promise in His Word.
那是神告诉我们的，他的应许。
Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
马太福音六章三十三节，耶稣说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
In other words, if we honor Him above everything.His promise is to provide everything that we need.
换句话说，如果我们高举神、荣耀他过于一切的事情，他就会照着自己的应许供给我们一切所需所求。
We put Christ first, or as the Mennonites say, at the center of our lives. We no longer need to worry about money, provisions, relationships, about work.
当我们把基督放在第一位，就会像门诺会信徒说的那样，作为我们生活的中心的时候，我们就不再担忧金钱、饮食、人际关系和工作了。
You see, we need to focus on being faithful to God, and we'll be amazed at how faithful God is to provide for us.
所以我们需要紧紧专注于对神中心，把耶稣放在首位。那个时候。
Now that doesn't mean we shouldn't be active in our lives.
当然了，那并不是说我们就不应该积极的生活。
There are things that we can do to alleviate the pressure and the needs of life.
我们能够做一些事情，减轻生活的压力和需要。
But what the gospel emphasizes is for the things that are out of our control, God will work them out.
但福音强调的是，我们总有掌控不了的东西，而神能控制。
Rest is one of the most elusive things all of us struggle finding.
其实安息是对我们所有人而言最难以找到的东西其中之一。
I know for me, for myself, getting physical rest is pretty easy.
我知道对我自己来说，得到身体上的安息是很容易的。
But to find that mental rest is difficult and elusive.
但是找到精神上的安息是困难的，难以得到的。
Now I get 3 weeks a year off.
现在我一年休三周假。
But even if I were to take all my holidays at once, it'd be difficult in finding that elusive rest.
但即使我马上休假，也很难马上进入那种灵性上的安息。
If I take 3 weeks off, it's usually broken down like this.1 week of unwinding, 1 week of rest, and 1 week of thinking about all I need to do when I get back.
如果我休三周假，通常我都这样安排：一周平稳情绪，另一周休养，第三周要考虑回去工作以后要干什么。
Doesn't sound like much of a holiday, does it?
听着不像是休假，对不对？
But maybe you're the same.
可能你们也一样。
What Sabbath does is it offers us an opportunity to step back and to see what God is doing.
安息日提供给我们一个机会，退下来看看神的作为。
It allows us to let go of things and rest in what Christ has done for us.
它允许我们让事情过去，并且安息在耶稣已经为我们成就的事情里。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 7 is often quoted to help us find peace.
彼得前书五章七节经常被引用，帮助我们得到平安。
Peter writes, "Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you."
彼得在这里写道，你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
It seems simple enough, but I think part of the problem is that we don't actually believe it.
讲的是不是足够简单，但问题是我们并不真的相信这些教导。
You see, it comes back to trust.
你看，他要求我们最终相信神。
Do we really trust God?
可我们真的相信神吗？
I saw illustrated by a pastor where he brought a backpack of heavy books to a cross. After casting them at the foot of the cross, he dropped to his knees and said a prayer thanking God for taking away all of his burdens. After saying amen, he stood up, picked up the heavy backpack, and went on his way. Does this sound familiar? I know it sounds like me. If we say we believe what the Bible says and want to experience these truths of scriptures in our lives, then we need to act accordingly. In this case, we need to truly cast our cares on Him and leave them with Him. The writer of Hebrews says in chapter 4, verse 11, "Let us therefore make every effort to enter that rest so that no one will perish by following their example of disobedience." To make every effort means to give our all. The rest of God is available to all of us. We just need to take hold of it and live in it. There's an old saying that says, "No God, no peace." But to know God is to know peace. Christ offers each of us an inner rest that surpasses all understanding. His word promises to us that He will be our righteousness, identity, security, and priority if we simply believe in His gospel. With this as our foundation, we will have the strength to go all the way with Him and give it all away for Him. So how is this possible? It can only be a reality when we're willing to give up all that we have for knowing that Christ is all we need.
Amen.